our agenda for today. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else you'd like to share with us before we adjourn?
Just to advise that I have received a copy of the traffic impact study on LT Associates that will be provided to you on next Thursday's meeting so that it can be announced, and then the official 20-day period starts with for comment.
Do we need to set a meeting date for February, or have we already done it?
Oh, yeah, we need to do that. Let me go get the book.
Don't we need to set two? When do we start our 4 months?
We also need to.
We start.
Council's asking that we start additional meetings and try to catch up.
And okay, well, get the book.
And we haven't done that yet. And I probably can't advertise for February. It might be March when we start that, but I need to let you, just need to let me do it.
Just before he gets the book, if it's possible for you to indulge me, the doing the special meeting on a Thursday might pose a little bit of a problem for me going forward. If we could do it on Wednesday, is that a problem?
It's preferable for me.
Wednesday.
It's radio personality.
Yeah, that's right. You got radio, man.
Let's try to do it on Wednesday then. Okay.
I think we did it this time because of the meeting yesterday with Lewis.
Well, that was it. Okay.
There was we thought we were going. Well, okay. Staff members met with the little staff, so.
Rich. All right, we can do it on Wednesday, so that would be suit a little bit better, I guess, for everybody then.
Mr. Abbott, I have a procedural question about all these little division of properties that we've been doing. Do any of the adjoining neighbors get notification?
Not on other business items, no.
So if I, as a property owner, if I have a big parcel and my next door neighbor wants to cut his up into three lots, I don't necessarily know about it.
Right.
Should that be a matter of concern for the commission that at least we send out a notice within 200 feet?
Only if you want to have five meetings a month.
I'm serious. I'm thinking in terms of if I have a country estate somewhere and. Next thing you know, my neighbors are carving those up.
It's a point well taken.
Because I know that issue came up on Pettigen Road, there off of Gravel Hill Road. There was a question about that a lot being created out of those two. And as it turned out, there were other 1 acre parcels in that area. But I mean, if I, as a homeowner,
Here's a thought. Would it be possible to, if you just noticed the neighbors, if you notified them that was pending, if they have a problem, they could come here to this meeting. It's not necessarily a public hearing. Events doesn't like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, that makes sense, but then you just have a public hearing.
You might be here 3 or 4 hours.
It's like the public hearing. There's a sign posted on the site, and they're sent the notice as a courtesy.
Right.
Not required by law.
But it's a courtesy.
Right.
I mean, should that not be something we should consider as a courtesy to adjoining property owners? Because we just willy-nilly went through a whole bunch of them today. And some of them might, I mean, I'm thinking in particular, the last one or the one to mine on Route 9, not 9, but whatever that, Route 9, nearby where RJW, whatever that was, we had a lot of people that showed up. They were concerned because they were adjoining neighbors, and now we just took another bigger parcel and just divvied it up.
But it's full.
The only thing I see with that is if we allow people to speak in opposition at one of these hearings here, it's a public hearing, and the only thing I would see, if you're going to have opposition to it, then they'd have to
hold the extra,
go back in line for a regular
for me.
Public hearing.
And maybe that's what we should do. Is if that's
that would be the way to do it.
Yeah, if someone comes to the office or contacts the office and is opposed to it, then it gets scheduled as part of a
regular
meeting for public hearing testimony.
Like Lawrence said the other day too, if that House bill gets adopted requiring all streets to be built to state specs, we're not going to see them at any of them.
That's right. Because nobody can afford to build a road.
Right.
288.
All right, big one through a public hearing.
Mr. Lang, the group seems to favor Wednesdays.
Well, I just looking in the book, are you talking about for both the public hearings, extra public hearings, and the site plan meetings?
Well, if they're in the afternoon, I think so.
Yeah, we talked about that before. They should be in the afternoon. Wednesday the 13th's already been taken from 2:00 all the way through after 6:00.
How about the 20th?
The 20th.
We meet the 14th and the 28th, don't we?
We meet the 14th and 28th of February.
Let's put the 20th.
Special the 20th for this type meeting.
Yes.
3:00.
Aren't you looking at March for the...
Let's look at March right now. Get the other two.
Like you said, to be able to get the notices done.
You mean for the hearing? It's really going to be tough to just do it, because they also have to schedule them. The way we have scheduled, I should schedule with council agenda also, so that the council hearings can be scheduled based on when we hear.
Well, you know, that's...
So we have Wednesday, we have public hearings.
They want us to be busier. They're going to be busier.
They got
to
do it,
they
too.
They got to work around it.
Well, I don't disagree. I'm not disagreeing with you. We meet on the 13th of March, and it should be the 27th.
That is true.
I'm not going to schedule one, but...
So, let's do it the 19th.
And the 27th.
And the...
And then the 19th would be a Wednesday special.
Yeah.
Nobody's in the book yet.
Yeah.
19th, 3:00. So the issue is, when do you want to have your extra public hearing?
Is the one on the 20th at 3:00 too?
Well, 20th of February would be 3:00.
Okay.
And March 19th would be 3:00.
Okay, well, what's left in March is just the 6th or something, right?
6th, yeah.
Or 5th.
Unless you double it up where you have a Wednesday, Thursday.
Hmm. Yeah, well, yeah.
That's tough, though, with the reviewing stuff.
March.
I've been for me this month.
Yeah, March 6th would be a Thursday.
Wednesday?
How about the 5th?
Wednesday would be Wednesday's open right now.
Let's do it the 5th.
For some reason, the council not having a meeting on that on Tuesday. I don't know why that is. Anyway,
they go to Washington, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a NACO conference, right? So we want to do the first public hearing special would be March 5th.
And what time is that?
3:00.
3:00.
Okay, so we're going to have two.
We're going to have two day meetings, two afternoon meetings, and two night meetings. Then the afternoons will be on Wednesdays, and the nights will be on Thursdays. Is that okay with everybody?
March 5th is 3 p.m.
I can tell you right now.
And when's the other one?
We'll be here on the 13th because it's the last club show.
I don't know if I can make the 13th either.
Whoa.
Say what? 13th of February?
13th of March.
Yeah, 13th of March. We have public hearing scheduled already.
When is it?
Well, we got the date set.
13th of March. Well, I have three. They're okay. But
13th of March?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be right then. The following.
And that's 3 p.m.
That's going to happen.
That's going to happen.
We knew it was going to happen.
And we discussed this.
I won't be here the 20th.
Our instructions are to do the best we can. So, nobody's going out of their way to schedule stuff, I know. But you got things to do.
Well, we had a...
For sure you won't be here on the 13th. If you do, tell me.
He's got to talk to Eunice to find out.
Look at my
Let's know tomorrow.
Okay, well, okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm
Let me know, because I might, I really can't.
I don't want to know what his schedule with the secretary.
He don't know. He tells him what he has to do.
Well, when I grow up, I want to be just like I do.
We're still being anything recorded. Else?
Yeah, remember
so,
the
do we decide anything the about these lots we're going to send out?
That would be March. It's only March. There's only one set.
I think we're asking for a lot of. I mean, it's already being done on major subdivisions as a courtesy. If it was, part of the ordinance, if we were doing it by ordinance, I can see how you might extend that to the minor ones, but
and the maximums too. I mean, you can't really
Yeah.
Right, but if you're dealing with, you know, 10-acre parcels, and then they're all lined up.
What you're going to run into
all of a sudden, one 10-acre person wants to turn theirs into three acres.
The natural.
Yeah.
What you're going to run into is the natural human tendency to resist change, period, of any kind. And my concern is that if we start...
Are we talking about my request?
Yeah.
Closing
no, the no, 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 no. But the effect of your request is going to be that, you know, people are going to come. They are going, and you're going to have probably a number of people that aren't for or against. They just want to know what's going on.
Right.
And your special meeting that's not supposed to be a public hearing is going to be like it was today, where the reality is we had, what, about 4 public hearings. They were short. They were informal. It wasn't that big a deal. Why don't we think about it a little bit? I mean, I may be interested to hear from the other three. I'm not opposed to it. I'm just concerned about how it's going to it's going to complicate matters.
In the South Shore Builders, for example, the opposition that was
literally posting it
wasn't here today.
That's probably because they may not have even know it.
Right.
That's going to put a lot of work on this page.
And that's a point well taken. So,
I don't know. But because I think what drove it home to me was after I got thinking about it afterwards. Then I was thinking about all the folks that showed up for the public hearing for, you know, the RJW3 and just what we're going to run in. And maybe this is something for Mr. Robertson to research in terms or consider. Are we opening ourselves up for a lawsuit for not notifying folks? Because are we not, the actions we're taking could have an impact on their property?
No, I think we're within the ordinance to do.
These still residential by nature. The RWR9 was conditional use.
Yeah,
that meets all the requirements.
Well, I'm not meaning that one. I just mean like what we did today, and some of the adjoining property owners who had larger parcels and bought there specifically to have a larger parcel.
But the thing is, we're only allowing 3. If they want any more, they're going to have a major subdivision.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that all that is what's permitted under the minor subdivision requirements in the subdivision ordinance anyway.
That's more been policy than it is. It's
like
policy.
That,
it's not an ordinance.
That one guy, he insisted on the 4 lots, the 3 lots and the remaining land, and made 4. I said, well, I still wanted you guys to take it there. We told him up front it's going to be denied.
Well, but I think you did the right thing by bringing it, and you know, you can't deny them their due process. They can ask. They have a right to ask. And
if he filed for the hearing when we told him to, he'd been a month closer.
Well, I was going to say now, yeah.
I understand what Mr. Johnson's saying, but I just don't know how we're going to implement it.
That's my problem.
Yeah, that's why I was just saying, you start out by a courtesy notice, and if it brings up an issue, then
you won't. Yeah, but you can't stop doing it. Once you start doing it, you're doing it, and you have to live with whatever you get when you do that. And I'm just concerned that we're going to get into a situation that we didn't anticipate or don't want to be in.
Yeah, just again, so it's clear. I mean, the ordinance does talk about minor subdivisions. I mean, this is a policy, but if it was a minor subdivision, the director could approve it, and there wouldn't be a public hearing. It's just like, you know, that you get the 4 lots on any right of way. There's no public hearing process.
Yeah, I was going to say, it still doesn't prevent the agricultural lot
7 months
being subdivided.
I don't know why we don't do some of these little ones over the counter anyway.
Well, that's ironic that he brings this up. I was going to ask if there's some way that we could make these very minor as part of the consent agenda.
Part of the consent agenda.
And leave you the option to bring it out for further discussion.
How about if you do requests of 2 or less? If it's 3, it gets put on, but 1 or 2 can be done on the consent agenda unless the staff thinks it's something we need to look at.
Right.
If it's something funky. But I mean, if it meets all the criteria, if there's a driveway already there, blah, 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 you know, and it's simple, then
Still doesn't preclude the commission or the staff from taking it off of the...
You guys aren't liking this, I can tell. How come?
It shouldn't be a policy, it shouldn't be done that way. If you're going to make a change, we need to change the ordinance to allow specifically as a minor, a 50-foot right-of-way serving one or two lots. But right now, we got the DelDOT issue, and we got to let that get resolved before we even think about doing. But right now, they're saying it's a street, it's going to be built state spec.
It's pending legislation.
I know, but we don't know where it's going to go.
How that'll shake out.
We've had it, and there for a while, a few years back, we said we weren't going to do any more lots on 50-foot right-of-ways, and we took a few to public hearing, and then we started looking at them again.
Plus, they have their new regulations that'll kick in March.
Yeah, the DelDOT does have new regulations.
Not doing anything right now, then, and...
The other thing, you know, as I said, if it's something we could consider, it should be an amendment to the ordinance to allow minor subdivision definition to include one lot or two lots on a 50-foot right-of-way, flag lots, or you allow for flag lots.
There you go. I mean, I agree with you. It should be, you know, the ordinance probably needs to be amended to state how...
That way it's not a policy. Because right now, Shane and I, we've talked about this a lot. We feel like we're a little bit on thin water as far as...
And it's been, how long?
The number we approved, we had 14 tonight, I think.
Well, let's fix that.
Years, right?
We've done it for years.
Yeah. It's...
And I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just saying it ought to be clear.
The way the ordinance is written, though, you could do it over the counter. So what we're doing is more restrictive, not less.
Well, it could be that the policy or the ordinance could be amended to allow for those ones where the act is already an access there.
That's what I'm thinking, but...
If you're creating a new access, it should go to public hearing. That's what we've been doing.
Well, your point's well taken that it should be clearly stated in the ordinance, because sooner or later, someone will challenge it.
You want me to... Sounds like I've got some marching ordinance.
There you go, my friend.
That would be the way.
It's right in the minor subdivision. You just make an additional into the...
But you need to reference that it can be a minor lot on a 50-foot right-of-way.
Yeah, right.
Or else a flag lot definition or something, doesn't it?
The public hearing.
Yeah, we had a public hearing a few months, 6 or 8 months ago, that we had some rather large subdivisions. Then we had one that had two lots. We had more people opposing the two lots than we did the 50.
Yeah.
That was a shocker when people showed up for that.
And basically, that's one neighbor mad with the other one.
Well, and that's the kind of thing that bothers me about is that we're going to have the Hatfields and the McCoys in here every time we do that.
Sounds like Darren.
Yeah, and they kind of need to, you know, take it outside because it's just not,
One other thing, just not to break the frame, we've taken that as far as we can go. Rick and Shane and myself and Hal Godwin from administration met with the town of Lewis or city of Lewis yesterday and just had an informal meeting with them because they want to come up with a possible MOU with the county on their area of concern, basically, so that we're all on the same page and doing the same thing. It went about an hour and a half. It was fairly productive, I guess. And DelDOT was there also, but...
It's a very general discussion, about ideas of things that could be included in the MOU.
And the thing is there, we could end up with 25 MOUs, one with each town.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary, because they're all going to be different. So if Lewis seems to be in the forefront of impacted one of the most, because they got the bay activity, the ocean activities, the state parks, and that's probably a good start. They're probably impacted by most more things than most of the others.
Okay.
That's just for informational purposes.
Thank you, sir. Anything else, Mr. Counts? Anything?
No, sir.
Counsel?
No.
Mr. Abbott?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stand.